More than half of Americans over the age of 65 have a chronic condition, diabetes, cancer, or Alzheimer's disease, and many have more than one. So when they go into the emergency room, it can be complicated for doctors. As a result, some emergency departments are making targeted investments to better serve older patients. Kathy Ritchie from member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
We're coming to your facility with a 65-year-old male. He's in a memory care area of a retirement home.
Calls like this aren't unusual at Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix. Staff here see more than 1,000 patients a month who are 65 and older. Nationally, emergency departments, or EDs, are treating seniors at higher rates than non-seniors, according to the American College of Emergency Physicians. So last year, this medical center stepped up and became one of only 100 or so accredited geriatric EDs in the country, and the only one in Arizona.
We know that older adults, when they come into the ED, they have more complications.
Dr. Nimit Agarwal is the chief of geriatrics at Banner University Medical Center.
And there was a need for improving the care of these patients when they come to the emergency department.
Falls are the leading cause of injury-related deaths among older adults, according to the CDC. And preventing falls is one of the center's biggest initiatives. Agarwal says it means using an interdisciplinary approach.
We have nurses who are specially trained for detection of falls. We have a pharmacist who looks at their medications. We have the physicians who get training every month on what geriatrics-focused care could be.
This probably sounds like what should be happening in every ED, but geriatric EDs are in short supply. Dr. Kevin Bice chairs the Geriatric Emergency Department Accreditation Program at the American College of Emergency Physicians. He says every ED in the country should aim for a bronze-level certification, which is the most basic of the three accreditation levels.
To have a bronze level of certification, you need to have a champion physician, a champion nurse, and do at least one quality improvement project to make your ED better for older adults.
Like Banner's Fall Initiative, silver and gold require much higher commitment levels, so having things like pressure ulcer-reducing mattresses, reclinable armchairs, or creating a protocol for identifying elder abuse or a dementia screening protocol and follow-up. Still, with more than 4,500 EDs in the entire country, there are only 107 accredited geriatric EDs, says Bice. Something else this country lacks are geriatricians, especially in a state like Arizona. The American Geriatric Society says a state should have more than 500 geriatricians, but as of 2018, there were only 117. Julie Kobos is a nursing director for Banner's emergency department. She takes me on a tour of the geriatric ED. There's not a separate ward for older patients, though that's the goal. Rather, there are six age-friendly rooms.
That is my only age-friendly patient right now. It's a 68-year-old patient, and so the sign is on the door. It's been explained to the patient as to if there's any needs that need to be met, we're here to attend to them.
Like providing extra pillows and blankets, non-slip socks, making sure their belongings are nearby so patients don't climb out of bed. And if a patient forgets their hearing aids?
We have hearing devices. We have magnifiers in there if they're having problems seeing, they forgot their glasses or what have you. Earplugs in case it gets too loud or noisy, because it can get really crazy in here.
It can also be really scary, especially for a patient with dementia. Staff here are trained to care for that population, which in Arizona is expected to increase from 140,000 to 200,000 by 2025, according to the Alzheimer's Association. Again, Dr. Agarwal.
Having a staff which knows the TADAs, which is T-A-D-A, it's a mnemonic that stands for tolerate, anticipate, do not agitate. So we train our nurses to follow that technique to calm the person down so that we don't have to use medicine or any physical restraint.
The hospital also tries to hire nurses who have experience working at assisted living facilities. Earlier, Julie Kobos told me a story about one of her nurses and a 78-year-old patient with Alzheimer's disease.
Bless her heart, she was very scared, she was very confused, doing a lot of yelling in the room. The nurses kept trying to comfort her, so my charge nurse did a really cool thing.
That nurse was Brandy Cano.
This little lady kept wandering everywhere, and she was pretty quick on her feet. We thought she was going to escape. So I had her sit by me, she ate lunch, and
she settled down. That small gesture changed everything, and sometimes that's all it takes, human connection. Dr. Bice of the Geriatric Accreditation Program says that in 2018, people 65 and older made about 20 million ED visits, and that figure will likely continue to increase as baby boomers age. Further indication that healthcare has no choice but to change the way it does business. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.